Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Every time you kiss me, I'm still not certain that you love me. Every time you hold me, I'm still not certain that you care.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining us today. It's good to be with you. It's good to continue to be with you. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. My website is www.jbsba.com, and I'm excited about Nancy Rosanoff being back on the show with us. Nancy's a longtime friend of ours and a longtime member of our Brain Trust, and she's the author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Making Money Through Intuition and the book I'm holding in my hand, which is one of my favorites, Knowing When Is Right. She's our intuition expert. Nancy, welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's so great to be here.
It's always a pleasure to have you with us. And, you know, Nancy, you and I are now in our sixth year.
We've been working together on this for 6 years.
Isn't that great? We're in our 6 year. We've just finished five in December.
Yeah.
You were with us for the first time in December of 99.
Isn't that
amazing? We're now in our 6 year. How about that?
And it just keeps getting better and better, doesn't it?
It does. But in my life, primarily because you're part of our world and you joined our Brain Trust. But there's something else going on in your life that you've told us about in the past. And I just want to say to my audience, folks, we knew her when. We'll be able to say we knew Nancy Rosanoff when. Nancy is a big TV star now. Nancy, tell us about that.
Well, yes. About 3 years ago, I started, just as my response to September 11th, I started a television show locally, a talk show where I interview people about their inner life. And now it's on two national networks, and I have a website, and it's growing by leaps and bounds. And from that, I'm being invited to be an executive producer on some other very interesting projects. And I have to say, Jim, that I've done it all. To me, this whole project of television is a demonstration of everything I teach about intuition.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever I go off that track, I get slammed so quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's helping me solidify and deeply understand that the principles that I've talked about for years work in a hardcore business and a crazy business like the television business. And I tell you, there's no, you know, TV, media, it's a crazy business.
It is a crazy business. Well, it helps be a little crazy to be in this business.
But, yes, it really does.
But Nancy, one of the things I want to say, folks, about before we leave the television topic, and I'm going to get you to tell us the name of the show again in a minute.
Yeah.
On the website. But folks, I remember visiting with Nancy when this was just a little idea in her head.
Yeah.
And it was after 9-1-1, and she said, Jim, I just feel so compelled to work on this, to get this out. I feel like the world needs to know more about this, especially right now. And from that little thought in your head, from that idea, that dream, that little vision that you had, you've turned it into something where now, what did you say, 23 million people are watching you on television?
Over that, closer to 40.
Wow.
Yeah,
and
now,
because I just expanded
onto another station.
3.5 years ago, this was nothing but a little kernel of an idea in her head.
Exactly. It was on local cable. It started on local cable.
And you didn't have any kind of extra
background,
entree into
nothing.
Anything. You just found a little local cable channel and said, you know what, I think I'd like to do this. They set you up, and you did. I mean, the first day you did your show, it probably wasn't anybody watching.
Probably not. You know, and it was really an amazing thing.
Yeah, and so congratulations on living the entrepreneurial dream.
Well, thank you very much. You know, it's been my whole life. I've never really had it. I had a couple of regular jobs in college, but that was it.
Yeah. Well, Nancy, give us the websites, by the way.
Okay, the website is www.thelisteningplace.com, and you can see it now on Healthy Living on the Dish Network Tuesday nights at 8, and it's on Good Life Television Sunday nights at 6. So you check your list and see if you get those, and if you don't get those stations, you know, see how you can. And you can go to the website and find out more.
Right. Can they, pardon me for my voice, can they stream? Are you streaming any of this on the internet?
I just have some clips. I have a few sampler clips of shows on my website. I'm not streaming yet. It's coming.
Nancy, pardon me, my voice is I'm having a little episode here. Nancy, I caught a cold over the weekend, and it's giving me some challenges. Nancy, talk to us about how we can use intuition in everyday problem solving.
Yeah, that's really what I wanted to go into today, and I want to convey to people that for most people, we really have it backwards the way things work. We think that if we get something accomplished that we think is important, then we'll be able to be at peace. But it's actually the other way around. And I want people to think about, when is it that they've been most inspired or gotten the answer to some very difficult challenge that they're facing? It doesn't happen when you're tense and when you're upset and when you're struggling. It happens when you are relaxed or when you're at peace, when you let go of that grind of having to do it. And that's one of the key principles of functioning with our intuitive intelligence.
You know, Nancy, can I throw a little personal
Please.
Thought in on what you just said?
Could I stop you?
Yes.
No, I'm not going to.
Yes, you can always stop me, Nancy. Well, I think you'll appreciate this, and you may have heard me say this before.
Yeah.
I started doing what I'm doing in November of 97. And I really, you know, just like your television show, I got, you know, it was from a blank sheet of paper, from whole cloth, and for about a year and a half, I really struggled and you know, didn't know whether it was I was going to make it or not and all that, and about a year and a half into this thing, about August of 99, I guess it was, I just said, you know what, I'm working hard, I'm doing the best I can, I'm doing the things I think I ought to do. Won't you just relax and have some fun? Won't you just relax and believe in what you're doing and not get so worked up about it?
Isn't that fantastic?
And you know
That's
what?
Exactly right.
And from that moment on, and I said, if you work hard and you do the right things, if it's supposed to be happen, it'll happen. And
yes.
From that moment on, I've quit worrying about it.
Yes.
And you know what? From that moment on, that's when things started getting better.
You see, that is really the key, and that's what I really want people to understand. It makes life so much easier. Because the intuitive intelligence that we have is based on this sense that there's a flow to our life, mm-hmm. that we're not here alone as just this individual physical being. We are actually part of a large network of consciousness, of awareness, of vitality, of life. And so just like a tree interacts with its whole environment to be healthy, we interact with our whole environment with information and intelligence and with love. And that's how things really happen. You're right, hard work in the sense of hard work of showing up
you gotta
and
show
following
up.
Through.
You got to show up.
And you
got to study. You got to do the job.
Yeah.
But we're going to talk about this some more with our good friend Nancy Rozanoff right after these messages. It's 20 after. Here's Tony Williams from The Platters to take us out.
Something here inside cannot be denied.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with our good friend, Dr. Nancy Rozanoff, the author of Knowing When It's Right and The Complete Idiot's Guide to Making Money Through Intuition. Nancy, give us your website and tell us where your books are available, please.
Yes, right. You can go to my website at www.rozanoff.com, which is R-O-S-A-N-O-F-F. And then the website for the television show is The Listening Place.
TheListeningPlace.com.
Right. Mm-hmm.
All right. Check that out, folks. And look for her on your cable. It's the Dish Network. Is that right?
It's the Dish Network, a Healthy Living Channel, Tuesdays at 8. And it's GTV, which is on also cable. And that's on Sundays at 6.
Right.
And I've just started a blog, so they can go onto
Good
my website
you.
And see the blog of what it is, the daily life of a producer.
All right.
Yeah.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Okay, let's get back into, Nancy, let's get back into this thing about using intuition for everyday problem solving. I think that, and I guess I've always kind of felt this way, but I didn't really appreciate it as much till I came to know you, Nancy. So much opportunity is lost by small business owners, and I'm going to say it, guys, especially by men who don't pay enough attention to their intuition.
Right. they think it's a feminine thing, and it really isn't. It's really about being human. It's a human thing.
It's a handy thing.
It's a handy thing. We have a whole level of intelligence, which is not analytically based, but that doesn't make it invalid. It's one way to think about it is we have field awareness as well as focused awareness. You know, we have a floodlight of information as well as the flashlight of information.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a matter of how we sit with our awareness. You know, you can be just aware of the money going out, draining out of your bank account, and you can be so focused on that as a small business that you don't have your field awareness going where you're open to all the opportunities that are around you that you might not be seeing.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we just started talking about a little while ago was the way inspired ideas come to us is when we're relaxed, when we're open-minded.
Do you think we each have different times of the day when that is more likely to happen?
It might be. I think each person has maybe a cycle. Sometimes just in the shower is a good time, you know?
It's first thing in the morning before I do anything else. When I'm in the shower, that's when things happen for me.
Yeah, that's a really good time, because that's a time when everybody kind of has a little bit of privacy in their life.
Yep.
And so that is a good place. And also maybe at night, just before you go to bed, it's really good when you sit to have a routine of remembering when you sit down and eat or have a cup of coffee or tea that you say, okay, now let me just let go. And be aware of the inspired ideas that are coming in or the solutions to problems that I'm facing.
You know, Nancy, I remember eating with my children were smaller. I remember being at the dinner table, and all of a sudden I'd hear one of them saying, Dad, Earth to Dad, come back, Dad.
Right.
And
right.
I'd look over at them, and they'd say, where did you go, Dad?
Right.
And
right.
I guess you were
off somewhere else in the ozone there.
That's right.
There it is. And so
that's what happens.
I've seen people from the smallest problems of how do I handle this negotiation with one of my dealers or vendors to how am I going to pay my payroll that when that's kind of tense going on, or how do mm-hmm. I do this large negotiation, that if we wait and know that the right answer brings with it a sense of peacefulness. It has a sense of rightness. That's our intuitive intelligence that validates that this is the way to go. And it's based on information that's intuitive, so it's not necessarily based in all that you know right now. Because if you just stay focused on what you know now, you're ignoring the larger picture, which includes what's going to happen next.
Nancy, There's a golf analogy in here I want to offer and see what you think. If you're hitting a golf ball, not that I know all that much about it, but I do know that if you grip the handle, if you grip the handle too, the shaft too tightly, you probably are not going to hit a good shot because it's going to make your arms and your shoulders tense up, and you're probably not going to hit as good a shot as if you sort of loosen up on the grip a little bit.
That's right.
Do you think sometimes we grip our problems a little too tightly?
You're exactly right. Exactly. We grip ourselves, our lives too tight. We get too narrow focused on the challenge that's happening right now. And we don't realize that, like Einstein said, the only way that a problem can get solved is if we get to another level of consciousness, that we can never solve the problems at the same level at which they were created.
Mm-hmm.
And every one of us knows that. We know that mostly with our relationships with our children and our spouses, right? That if we have a problem or a challenge with someone that we're close to like that, and we try to convince them how right we are, we only dig ourselves in deeper.
Yeah.
The only way those problems can get solved is when we relax and realize, you know, we love each other, and there's a solution here that's beyond both of us. It's not about being right. It's about recognizing what's really true here and working together to solve it.
Nancy Rozanoff, the author of Knowing When It's Right, outstanding television producer and television star. Give us the website quickly, Nancy.
It's www.thelisteningplace.com.
Nancy, I am so proud of you. Thank you for being here today. We'll see you next time.
I'll see you next time.
Nancy Rozanoff, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back. I will be too, right after these messages with John Marshall.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.